866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020.
The president's federal takeover of the D.C. police can only last for up to 30 days before Congress is essentially required to step in and either pass an extension or tell him to stop it. The president said 30 days isn't enough, and he's likely to ask Congress for some kind of an extension and possibly national legislation on policing policy.
Okay, now, here's where my common sense comes in. I might be right, I might be wrong. Didn't Billy Joel kind of say that one time? But anyway, I might be right, I might be wrong. But here we go. I just heard somebody in an update talk about how the National Guard and people of the such aren't great on community policing. They're not trained for that and everything. Okay, fine. But they are troops and they get their boots on the ground. Let me ask you this. And it's a very simple proposition. And again, I tackle everything I think with common sense. If you're not doing anything wrong, why would you have a problem with this? And I mean it. If you're not doing anything wrong, why would you have a problem with this? I don't think that Neil Young and his bunch are marching into Kent State and singing any songs about this. Or at least I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that people will be overly officious in terms of the National Guard or in terms of whatever agency that you try to put on the ground that you do put on the ground in D.C. or any other place in this country. On top of it, people talk about the crime rates in D.C. You can keep improving, and Southeast D.C. is still crazy. You ever been to Southeast D.C.? Guess who has? Me, because I had some friends, and, well, they're cool there. And I went to a couple go-go shows at Anacostia High School. Kind of a scary place, unless you know somebody. And other people, other hosts, are trying to make parallels to Pittsburgh. The worst neighborhood in Pittsburgh looks like Fox Chapel mixed with Sewickley with a tinge of St. Clair. Whenever you compare it to Southeast D.C. That's just the truth of it. So listen to you ever, whoever you want, but I'm telling you the truth. And if you think I'm full of it, do yourself a favor. Go ahead and walk through Southeast D.C. and see how far you get. Probably not very far before you're accosted. And it gets back to this at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. If it's not going to cost you any more tax-wise, it's probably not, and it's going to help improve our nation's capital or any other city in this country, if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about? And I mean that. Whenever we, as a country, deploy more forces, or whenever you hear these people who are anti-police, or whenever you talk to people who talk about a police state, or whenever you hear these goofballs say, defund the police, aren't they generally the people doing the wrong things? That's been my observation. I might be wrong. Again, I don't get everything right, but in my just amateur observation, every time I hear somebody resist about this, there are people who are either doing the wrong things or they run around with people doing the wrong things. That seems to be the one common denominator in all of this. Do I think there needs to be tanks and big armament and everything else and sort of turning Washington, D.C. into Tiananmen Square? No. That doesn't need to happen. But if you can add additional force by vision, i.e., have people out there who are there to secure it and they're visible, again, back to my initial point, if you're not doing anything wrong, then what's the issue? We get this same argument all the time with, and we had it not long ago, a couple things here in our city. Cameras and ShotSpotter. That, well, it puts an undue focus on people in certain communities. And I'll throw this one back at you again. If you're not doing anything wrong in public, what's it matter? And that's where we are with the forces, so to speak, in Washington, D.C. Or at least that's the way I look at it.